Well, you know, we've all heard of M&Ms, but A&M made a good, wonderful, sweet couple together, didn't they?
Yeah. Very good.
Good to say, Ralph.
Cut it up.
Cut the tape.
To Ralph, to come see us. And the things she'd bring us, we wouldn't have had any butter, I mean real butter, for a long time. And here she comes with this butter and cream of this Weber.
Cream of Weber?
Yeah, milk and corn. And, oh, it was just lovely. Everything she did and Dad, it was just wonderful. And I'm so happy that I was able to be with her as much as I have been in my life. Because she's been a wonderful example. And she'd always make me feel good. She'd always make me feel that everything was going to be all right and not to worry about things. Just loved her so much. And Dad, too. And I remember when he came up to see us in DeKalb, he was by himself, you know, and you'd finally gotten him to take a plane, and he liked it after that. And Ralph would be at the office there at school, and he and I would sit at the dining room table after breakfast and just talk and talk. I just wish I had written down the things he talked about. He talked about when he was a missionary coming home from Germany, wasn't it? And about your mother, before they were married. Talk a little bit about that. It was just a lovely time. And Elder talking about her lovely bread, you remember the roll she'd make from, that she'd have the dough left over from the bread? Oh, it was so delicious. How she'd have those roasts
in the
oven. Man,
she was a good cook.
I remember when she had a beef roast and a pork roast together, and then, oh, it was just so good. And everybody'd be there, and it was a lovely, lovely time of our life. And we sure loved her. And your father loved him dearly, too.
It always reminded me of Martha in the Bible.
Yes.
When it was encumbered by much serving. I don't know, that was what I always thought. We'd go there and she'd have about a 20-course meal, like you say, 2 or 3 kinds of meat and so many things, and I always felt bad. Because we'd all come in there and she had so many things and we'd try to make us all so happy and we'd all eat and stuff ourselves, and the time she got things all cleared up and where she could come and visit, it was time for everybody to take the kids home, put them to bed, and she never really got a chance to visit like she'd like to, but she seemed to be happy just making other people happy. And
she
I guess, was I the last one to see her alive? I don't know. I think I went up the rest of the nursing home.
And we were with
her when
she
was there.
Yeah.
And
Stephen
was
there
that morning, too. Stephen was the last grandchild, I think, to see her.
Mm-hmm. She died when we were there with her.
Mm-hmm. She always had a way of involving everybody in all of these dinners, you know. Everybody had their little job to do, and everybody felt part of it. I thought that was so neat.
Well, she wasn't guilty of that other thing, the thing I'm going to mention, that was Dad. But Eldred, Lois mentioned how Eldred got along with her and Ted and so on. Yeah, you did. You muscled in there while I was out of the winning the war for you. I came home and there's a note. There's a note. And said, of course, the first thing, I came to the door and was greeted, have you got a reservation here? But then a night or two later, I came home and stumbled over my suitcase and said, Mildred and Ted have come back. If you can find a way getting in with Donald or Gordon, and I couldn't, they were all over the bed. And I had to sleep on the cold old floor downstairs until I could get another reservation, some other hotel the next day.
I remember when they made those 2 bedrooms downstairs. Mother had a way of encouraging us. She was a very exacting person, you know. She really wanted you to be the most and do the best you could. Boy, I remember her hollering down that stairs, come on, it's time for Priesthood. Let's get up and get...
Well, she sent Gordon down to wake you up.
He was the first one up. Huh?
Yeah, right.
Listen,
yeah.
I can remember Mother standing at the door and watching you boys go down to Priesthood meeting. And there were lots of times when you kids would stand on the front porch of the chapel, and Mother would make me go down and tell Daddy that you were outside, that he had to go and get you to come to priesthood meeting.
Boy, they were rascals.
They only got there because of the help of all of us.
I remember I had a paper out, and Ralph all the time volunteered to go help take it. And I says, oh no, I'll do it myself. I was a little, you know, independent cutter. So. But Mother would come aside, she said, come on, I'll take you. So Mother got up a couple of times and took me on the paper route in the morning. Yeah. I'm
but you know, if
man.
You remember, Mildred and I had Karen and Janet within 3 days apart. And I was already in the hospital with Janet. And Mother came, snuck in. She was at the hospital. and she came in and snuck in to tell me that Mildred had had her baby.
Oh.
Tell us.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. And then she took us both home. We both went home and we had bedrooms, and she took care of us all for, about 10 days and our babies. And we just had a riot there. Everybody loved to. We used to play rook after we'd get through the meals. And that was it, too, when you came back from the service, what Ralph was talking about with all of them. But
that was miserable for me. I just said I got the bad end of the stick. I got the poorest treatment because you were people were married.
Lois and I think Lois and Eldred had the front bedroom. By the car, right?
Well, I've been staying here.
And Mildred had the back bedroom.
Yes.
That was always our bedroom.
And I was downstairs, and as always, do the dirty work for the others. And
I don't know.
I was really glad to see him move out.
Room there for
so you can move to the room bedroom.
No, I was downstairs.
He never graduated.
He never got a chance to.
He never slept out in the
thing I always hated, though, when they moved in, was there was only one bathroom in that house, and it was further from the basement upstairs than up anywhere. And I never could beat Mildred and Lois and Ted and Eldred to the bathroom.
And Mother and Dad and all the rest.
And that was miserable. When Ralph came along.
But why did he have to come home?
I don't know. Donald went in the service about that time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we got rid of one and got one back. So it was about par for the course.
Well, I can't say too much against.
I did too.
I can't say too much against Gordon because he did send me a box of Christmas hard tag, but you never
sent
me.
No, that was Donald.
Yeah.
I said Donald. Yeah. I can't say anything. I'm sorry. I'm bad about Donald. But you never sent me anything.
I thought he had a
hand. Donald sent me a pair of field glasses once, and I opened them up, and all I was with a case, no field glasses.
Golly, I can't believe that.
Yeah,
I sent some silk home for Mildred and Lois too, and it never got there.
Mm. We got part of it, I think, but we didn't get it all.
Mm. Well, it's been a wonderful time, and we've got this tape here, and we can refer to it.
Okay. Is that still going?
Yeah, sure.
Good heavens sakes.
These are the best things when we get the spontaneous things at the end. You guys really come out of it. Let your hair down.
Well, I tried to get you turned off every time before we were going to say anything.
This is good. We'll have to put this tape in the archive.
Make copies, yeah.
Well, we used to go camping with Johnny Young's family. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We'd go up at Provo Canyon at the, what was the name of the place?
The outdoor camp.
Yeah, the outdoor camp. Remember up Provo Canyon with Johnny Young's family and all their kids. And they'd line us all up, and you didn't have sleeping bags or anything, and we slept in those old cold quilts. Do you remember that? But we used to have some real good times camping out with the folks.
She used to supervise the Mitchell kids at the Ogden State Camp, too, come think of it.
That's what Mildred said. See, we got to go then. And they didn't have the lodge
that,
then.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother had beautiful skin there. And beautiful eyes.
Fair, wasn't
it? And I remember pictures of her when she was younger. She was very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I told her all that she knew.
Well, that's
I remember
good
her sitting at the in her bedroom and then also standing up to the window. She put that Noxzema on, and she very, you know, little petite person, always wanted to take. She put the Noxzema on and make sure the blackheads and everything. She'd stand there for a long time doing that. Remember that?
Donald has such a nice skin, and he has skin like his mother.
There, want to feel some?
And my daughters have that beautiful, soft skin. I didn't get it.
They got it from you, not from him.
No.